President Donald Trump's budget request, released earlier this week, includes a provision changing how the Bureau of Land Management handles wild mustangs in the West. Samantha Wright reports on the proposal.
Both the BLM and its detractors agree there are too many wild horses on the landscape. Aaron Curtis is the Deputy State Director of Communications for BLM Idaho.
We cannot keep up with what's happening out on the range and the overpopulation.
There are 563 horses on Idaho BLM land and 1,746 in corrals in Idaho. Nationwide, 46,000 are in holding facilities, and almost 73,000 wild horses and burros are on public land. The BLM says that's three times the amount the land can handle. The key changes in Trump's budget proposal include allowing the BLM to use humane euthanasia on some horses and the unrestricted sale of some animals. Curtis says those were tools that the Mustang program had when it started in 1971, but over time Congress stopped those practices. Curtis says that has left the agency with limited options. She says birth control methods employed by the BLM have not been very successful, and wild horse adoptions have been declining over the years.
We're never going to find enough homes for them through adoption.
The proposed changes would allow the sale of horses to third parties that could take them to slaughter in Canada and Mexico. Curtis says that's a controversial option, but she says right now the horses face starvation on the range and are negatively impacting the public lands they live on due to overpopulation. Many groups, including the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, are denouncing the Trump proposal. Nancy Perry with ASPCA Government Relations says Congress and Americans won't go for it.
It's absolutely absurd and shocking and irresponsible.
The ASPCA says the BLM needs to focus more on birth control when it comes to managing horse populations. Perry also says over the decades, public rangeland available to the animals has declined. She says the BLM needs to open up more land to horses. And she says the agency needs to match more horses with people who can care for them. Perry says ASPCA research shows 80% of Americans do not support killing horses for food. She says they're part of our Western heritage and a symbol of freedom.
And gunning them down in holding facilities at taxpayer expense or shuttling them off to slaughterhouses to become part of someone's dinner plate in Europe is not in accord with American values. Certainly will not be acceptable to the American public.
The future of the budget proposal is now in the hands of Congress. For KPSX News, I'm Samantha Wright.